Medical Center, Eyring Computer Medicine.
Blood pressure is dropping, 100 over 60.
Medical Center, Dr. Lockyer. Report to cardiopulmonary.
Increase the hydrocortisone.
Red blanket. Red blanket.
It's a massive pulmonary
Medical
embolus.
Center, ringing cardio care unit.
Carbon tetrachloride poison.
Start cardiac massage.
Aortic stenosis with probable insufficiency.
Stand.
Dr. Horowitz, stat.
Hi there. Good morning. How are you this morning?
You're on the air, Dr. Horowitz. I think we might have lost John's audio again. This happened last week, I think, as well. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself for the day, and we'll get John back on here in a moment.
Good morning, everybody. This is Dr. Len Horowitz setting in temporarily for John Moore, who, because of technical difficulties, we're challenged this morning to get John on the air. It's been an extraordinary week, I think, in terms of the diversions and the manipulations of we the people, the population, associated with not only the Trump political issues, but also the pathogenic liar, Dr. Anthony Fauci, who has been in the limelight once again. People, if you've been listening to what I've been saying, what John has been reporting for the last 2 years, we've been telling you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth from the beginning with regard to the poisonous vaccinations and the manipulations. And John posted last week, I do believe.
I'm here.
Oh, good, John.
I'm here, Doctor. The Skype connection got broken for some reason. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Welcome to your show, John.
Thank you, sir. Well, we'll continue. You're already on a roll there. Go ahead, Doctor.
Well, I was just saying that we've been reporting very, very accurately at the forefront globally of the truth and the whole truth concerning the COVID vaccinations and the pathogenic lying person by the name of Dr. Anthony Fauci, who's been in the limelight this week. And if you witness what we've been witnessing now, even mainstream media, the sickening display of emotional thankfulness over President Biden being elected, which means that President Trump was not in Mr. Fauci's favorite list of personalities, and that we have a disgusting display of political bias. And frankly, the posting that you did last week of a 23-minute segment called the Top 10 Lab Leak Lies and Liars that I produced, gives you a really excellent summary of Dr. Fauci's conflicting interests and this entire real operation that nobody in the media except for, you know, John and I have been talking about, which is this whole transhumanist conversion of civilization into this virtual cyborg colony based on the injection of the nano bioelectronics, this hydrogel infusion into the human body, which enables what's called the Neuralink, which enables transhumanization of civilization. So you can kiss goodbye not just to planet Earth, which is this whole environmental thing. The green movement is a diversion. All of it, everything we're witnessing is a diversion. You know, we're heavily engaged in simply diversions. The real truth is that you've got a bunch of globalists at the World Economic Forum, including Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates and company, that are advancing the most sophisticated bioelectronics that humanity has ever seen. bioelectronics that would enslave us completely to artificial intelligence and computerization, wireless communications, where we would be absolutely at the mercy of those industrialists who are engaged in every single aspect of fraud and manipulation and civilization, ethically and morally void, spiritually, totally, sickeningly satanic. So this is really what humanity is facing. And it was the first time this week, John, I don't know if you caught it, whereby with the understanding of China's and Russia's suppression of religious freedom, that we in the United States suddenly are faced with not simply a woke insanity, you know, this whole concept of America being a systemically racist nation, which is a ridiculous when you consider the fact that this past week it's been reported that there are universities that are separating men from women in graduation ceremonies. And in addition to that, you have, again, black and white, Asian versus other white races that are being separated. Where is the hypocrisy?
A separate graduation ceremony for the races and the sexes, for each one.
Yeah, exactly. And so if that's not engaging and engineering systemic racism and separation and division of people, which is satanic, it's absolutely satanic. So this is what we're facing. Everything is a diversion off of the realization. And the most important issue is that you give your body over to vaccination, artificial intelligence injection, and that involves energy, bioenergy, electrogenetics, the sound and light signaling. And that is the media in which Holy Spirit from God comes to bless us, to sustain us, to heal us miraculously, daily, moment to moment, instant to instant. We should be grateful for that loving blessing. But yet, here it is, the diversion from the main corruption, which is transhumanization of civilization, where we then become literally spiritually suppressed. Our souls, our bioenergy, our literally divine communion becomes suppressed. And the manipulator commercially for profit and power are these satanically possessed criminal psychopaths such as Dr. Fauci, who's heavily invested in this technology. So this is the main issue. And if you're not going to, if the people in Congress are not going to address this issue, the people in the mainstream media are not going to address this issue, this is where the rubber meets the road. It is, you're going to be going for God or you're going to be going for satanic sorcery. And that's it. Go ahead, John.
Well, Dr. Tucker Carlson showed a video, I believe the night before last, Dr. Fauci and the mayor of Washington, D.C., going door to door in what was described as a poor working class neighborhood of Washington, D.C., with a high crime rate, knocking on doors to see if people would accept the COVID vaccination clot shot. So this gentleman comes out on the porch, and he basically, if I can paraphrase, tells Dr. Fauci, you can't create a vaccine in 9 months. And Fauci says, oh, yes, we can do that now. And the guy refused to get the vaccination, of course. It gives me hope that that people at that level of our society, they may not have a high level of education. They may not be all that sophisticated, but they know enough to know that what was claimed to be done can't be done, namely create a vaccination in 9 months or less. It can't be done, can it?
That's right. It was a fraud to begin with. And again, the 23-minute segment, the top 10 lies and liars video that we've posted now, that shows you, goes back to 2012 for 10 years, actually more than that. They had been working on the elements of the genetic engineering. And the lie that Fauci told yesterday on mainstream media was that this automobile, this Chevrolet, can't be made into a motorcycle with viral recombinants in laboratories. What hogwash. just total BS. And the fellow that you're referencing was talking about the fear campaigns that they all.
He was. That's right. That's exactly. That was his main point.
Yeah. Right. The fear that induces us to do things that we would not normally do. You know, the threats. This is what I had been telling for people when back in, it was already January, February of 2020, when I first alerted the White House, and I was the first professional expert in the field of lab viruses and their emergence after mutations. I was the first expert in the world to contact the White House, Drogemeier, and I alerted them to the fraud, the manipulations within the viruses itself. Go into Fauci's patents and you see them in the video that I produced. There is clearly the understanding that HIV/AIDS, they're still suppressing the big picture. It's not making a Chevrolet into a motorcycle. It's making a bad coronavirus, SARS recombinant. SARS came from labs too. And they took that recombinant and Dr. Barrick, University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, who had been financed by Fauci, and then they subsequently said, well, this is kind of risky. We got to get this out of here. So they shipped it off to China and Wuhan.
Risky in the form of they didn't want to be violating international law in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, manufacturing a biological weapon. That's what was risky.
Absolutely. This whole thing is a biological weapon. See, the gain of function antigen is the spike protein that contains the bioelectronics and the HIV/AIDS. This is the AIDS component that started to be identified back in the early 80s. And you go back and you read Fauci's patents, and he is a leading patenter of this technology in the field of how you can get spike protein antigens to attach to the human cells and then inject its DNA and messenger RNA to corrupt the human DNA. That's the technology. That's the doorway into the human body, human cells. That's the area the ACE2 receptor sites and the GPP120 receptor sites. That was the initial main thrust of HIV/AIDS research back in the late 70s, early 80s, when they really started to identify the fact that they had released this pathogen via the hepatitis B vaccines. And that's clearly where HIV/AIDS came from, hepatitis B vaccination intoxications and manipulations that has the earmarks of not just military. United States Army participated. CDC was a co-developer. You had New York University, NYU, which is a heavily Rockefeller-controlled entity. And you had, of course, the heavily Rockefeller-controlled, virtually owned, United States Blood Bank. The American Red Cross evolved out of the New York City Blood Bank, which was created by the Rockefeller brothers. And they were the ones who worked at the Willowbrook State School for mentally retarded children. And they injected these children as experimental subjects in the earliest hepatitis B vaccine trials. That's where they got HIV/AIDS from about 10 years of research prior to that, 1962 to 1971. When Kissinger then had been informed as national security advisor that America had a new biological weapon capability. This was HIV/AIDS. This was the beginning of the never-before-seen leukemia, lymphoma, sarcoma, AIDS virus cancer complex they had developed in the labs. And I reprinted in the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola, the U.S. government contracts under which that was done. And then, of course, they patented everything. And Fauci and his inner circle are engaged heavily in this patent. This was the doorway. They were patenting virtually the entryway into the human cells. So we're not talking about a Chevrolet into a motorcycle. We're talking about a genetic manipulation to enable a mutated virus to get into a human cell, a susceptible human cell, via the doorway, the GP120 receptor site and the ACE2 enzyme. That is what enabled the immune suppression that was of foremost importance in military operations. This was why Kissinger told General Bolling, I want you to develop this. I want this understanding. And then within months, they went to the United States Congress and they asked for money. This is 1970 appropriations for $10 million to develop an immune suppressive virus that could basically inflict havoc, which we're witnessing currently in the most advanced forms, this COVID-19, HIV, AIDS, SARS complex.
That's pretty gutsy for men and women to get together and engage in activity that is clearly, obviously, a violation of international law to develop these biological weapons. But they did it anyway, didn't they?
Yeah, they don't give a damn about laws. You see that all the time. We see that now. The Justice Department is captured. It's actually sickeningly criminal, the manner in which it's operating. And I witnessed that personally in Hawaii with Mr. Sulla, and as a CIA operative supplying the nation, actually all of North America, with the dimethyltryptamine, the illegal class one narcotic hallucinogen that they call the God molecule. Here's your new world religion. You see, as they suppress spirituality and people's bioenergy using this technology, the vaccine injected nanobioelectronics for the Neuralink and transhumanization. As they do that, you see, they have a substitute for God. As they suppress the soul of spirit and spirit of humanity, they have and eliminate the connection, the communion divine that we have. Suddenly now they have a substitute. Of course, it's called a drug, class one narcotic, dimethyltryptamine. They call it the God molecule. And they tell you, you're going to see God potentially. You'll have an experience of God, and this will be great if you're in a hospice and you're dying of cancer, or if you're a military operative who has post-traumatic stress disorder, you know, you're a veteran and you're suffering, you take this drug, you're going to see God, you're going to have hallucinations, and you're going to get outside of yourself into your soul and your spirit. This is the, quote, future of religion, end quote. That's the name of the book, for goodness sake. Dr. Stanley Krippner, K-R-I-P-P-N-E-R. Look it up on Google. The future of religion is his monograph, and he worked with Mr. Sulla's son in developing the experiments. And he was a CIA operative in what was called Project Stargate. Project Stargate. That's Dr. Krippner. When I was at Harvard, the main names on the campus was Timothy Leary, Alan Watts, and the scientists who is legitimizing the turn-on and drop-out cult, all operated by CIA.
Well, that was Dr. It sounds like they're advocating that people live a life duplicating the 3 days at Woodstock, New York in 1969 as a permanent way to live life. That's what it sounds like to me.
Well, there's no question in my mind that, you know, the Grateful Dead, the whole operations, and I go into this in the 528, the book of 528, I think it's chapter 4, where I go into the origins of rock and roll, where you see the corruption. You see RCA and BMI having done acoustic weaponry, research and development. That basically in the 60s already, they had already developed this understanding from, I think they started in the 30s actually, with RCA, BMI, and the military, U.S., again, under Rockefeller Enterprise.
Hold that thought, Doctor. We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Hour sponsored by EMP Shield. You want the exact same equipment the Department of Defense uses? It's available at my website for your home, your generator, your car, your spouse's car, the car that youngster off to college, with a very nice $50 discount on each piece of equipment. Being with Dr. Lynn Horowitz, listen carefully to these websites. Here we go. The most recent one he has, of about 24 or more, waronwethepeople.net. Next, something I listen to pretty much every day while I'm working, 528radio.com. Then we have judicialcorruptionnews.com. Next website, I do some shopping here myself, healthyworldstore.com. Then we have revolutiontelevision.net and medicalveritas.org. And the call number is 512-248-8252. You were interrupted by the break, Doctor. You want to continue?
Yes, I was just referencing that early research that was done in Fauci's patents and Inner Circle's patents came about. And really, the story can be very beautifully understood and seen in Fauci's emails to his Inner Circle. Look at the context in Fauci's emails. Don't just look at the what's being suppressed. What's being heavily suppressed is, quote, the Indian paper, end quote. When Jim Jordan is going before Congress and Rand Paul is so certain that they were developing bioweapons and advanced function, this is from the emails that especially date back to the weekend of January 31st through February 1st. And the 2nd of February. This was a Friday night. What happened was the Indian group published online a definitive computerization genetic analysis showing that the gain-of-function spike protein antigen was heavily laced with four gene sequences that came from HIV/AIDS. And so Friday night they get this, and they're just blown out. I'm talking about Fauci and Francis Collins and Jeremy James Farrar, who is the director of the Wellcome Trust. When you go to the Wellcome Trust, you might as well go to the royalty of Europe. You might as well go directly to the House of Windsor and the owners of Westinghouse and basically a massive, you know, white Anglo-Saxon Protestant group controlling civilization. And I am of the opinion that this is actually, now this can takes into consideration what is being opposed in terms of Zionism, given that Zionism, Zion itself is supposed to be Sion. It's supposed to be where the lion lies down with the lamb, where we have peace on earth. Instead, all of this was corrupted. And I believe that you have the royals that created Protestantism as an opposition to Catholicism, they were Jews. They were from the royal bloodline. So the royalty of Europe comes from the tribe of Judah, which basically are Jews. So this is the part of the deception and the manipulation, commercialization of religion that has taken place. And that when you go back and you study Fauci's inner circle, on that weekend, Jeremy James Farrar is the main player. He's like the guy that Fauci refers to handle it. And he's now administering the organization of the deception. How are they going to suppress the Indian paper and the revelation of HIV/AIDS? Well, they've done such a good job, the mainstream media is still not reporting anything about this. What do you think of that, John?
Well, it doesn't surprise me, Dr. No. Point of clarification. If a person takes an AIDS test to see if they got AIDS, will it show positive for people that got this clot shot?
It could very well. Now, think about this, for example. Since 2019 and 2020, with the emergence of COVID, you had suddenly now on television many of the HIV/AIDS drug commercials coming back. They were gone.
I noticed that.
Yes. Yes. It's a commercialization manipulation of the population. It's social engineering to accept now that we're calling it, you know, the COVID, the flu symptoms, and they're diverting to the cardiovascular hemorrhaging and the problems associated with the vaccine. That's in my opinion, that's a diversion. Yes, it's a problem. Yes, it exists. But that's secondary to the immune suppression that's taken place, you see. That's consistent with the highest levels of biochemical warfare. The objective was to reduce population.
Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American-made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM. That's where you need it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question. The only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. My guest at the John Moore Ozark Symposium this coming August will be my live studio audience every day that week. We'll get together for breakfast. We'll have great dinners. The chef there is an excellent chef at the Wildwood Springs Lodge celebrating 100 years in business. You know, and we're probably going to visit Sam Andrews down at Freedom Center USA in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri. Be a great fun. All the details at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Horowitz, listen carefully to these websites. He has a lot more than this, but let's just get started. WarrenWeThePeople.net, 528Radio.com, JudicialCorruptionNews.com, HealthyWorldStore.com, RevolutionTelevision.net and MedicalVeritas.org. Doctor, are you ready for a caller?
Sure, John.
Okay, we got Charles in St. Petersburg, Florida. Good morning, Charles.
Hey, Dr. Horowitz? Hello?
Yes, hi.
Yeah, I was wondering about, you mentioned DMT. That's the same thing that William Burroughs was hunting for, wasn't he? With the one of the members of the Beatnik Circle, Inner Circle, the Beat Generation, called ayahuasca.
That's right. Exactly. It's the street name is ayahuasca or Daime. This is what they call the Daime religion, and it's a CIA operation from the very get go.
How do you spell that? Daime?
Yeah, D-A-I-M-E.
D-I-A-N-A? Diana?
No, D-I-A-M-E. The Daime religion. Supposedly Brazilian.
Daime, okay.
Yeah, and the whole thing was contrived. And the book, The Ayahuasca Death Cult, that's my book with Sherry Kane, God bless her soul. We did the Ayahuasca Death Cult book because we realized that the man who was stealing our property in Hawaii, who I'm still in litigation with right now, he stole the property by forgery of my neighbor as well, which is the Biden and Burisma in the Ukraine's chief competitor. Stole his property, stole my property, and he's a CIA operative. And I know that for a fact because I came out with it. Sherry and I came out with it. We published this. It's on judicialcorruptionnews.com. John has been mentioning judicialcorruptionnews.com for years now, and that's our website where we exposed all of this connection between the Hawaii mob and the CIA with Mr. Sulla, who's currently under federal indictment, but it's a slap on the wrist. It's a diversion, just like with Hunter Biden. The FBI indicts you, but it doesn't get to the nitty-gritty of what's really going down. Mr. Sulla's the same thing. The FBI is doing the same thing. I worked with four different FBI agents on this, and they've suppressed it. The bosses have suppressed it, the highest levels of the judicial department. So Mr. Sulla is the main operative, and that's how I realized we're up against the dimethyltryptamine ayahuasca mob, the CIA's operator in Hawaii. You see, you need a tropical rainforest to grow the root for dimethyltryptamine. Uh-huh. And the only DMT. Place to do it is in, like, you know, South America. Brazil is ideal. But in the United States, the only real good tropical rainforest is in Hawaii. So they have been actually doing this. And when I mentioned Dr. Krippner, who wrote the book, The Future of Religion, based on the drugs, and his work with Mr. Sulla's son, they published this material. This is supposedly a scientific article, but it's actually a CIA agenda. That's why today when you go to the post office and you see there is a post-traumatic stress disorder stamp with a plant growing up out of the ground, this goes to the fact that the Central Intelligence Agency, with their mob, their drug mob, they have been controlling Mr. Sulla and the importation illegally of the DMT from Hawaii to the mainland. And that's illegal because you had John Roberts, the Supreme Court Chief Justice, John Roberts, 2006.
Yeah, John Roberts belongs to the, what is it, the secret society that's before the CFR. It was, God, I can't think.
Council of Foreign Relations.
Pilgrims. He belongs to Pilgrims.
Pilgrim Society.
Pilgrim Society, yeah.
That wouldn't surprise me at all. He turncoat. He certainly has not sided.
Oh, he's a complete phony.
Yeah. So.
Bill Burroughs, you know, who was the center of the Beat cult, you know, that Kerouac and Ginsberg and so on, all the different ones in the 1950s and 60s belonged to. He later joined with Timothy Leary, I think another one. They were involved in an OTO organization, an offspring of the Ordo Templi Orientis. It was one. So Leary and William Burroughs, and I can't think of another one. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, it ties into the Huxley thing, the Brave New World. This is where the book, The Ayahuasca Death Cult, is brilliant. The research, it goes back to the beginning. What is this all about?
It's like Soma in Brave
right.
New World.
Yes, that's exactly right. Dimethyltryptamine, ayahuasca, is Soma.
Yeah. But anyway, there's a cult connections. Of course, the CIA was involved with LSD. It was using it, I guess, maybe in the OSS. I don't know if the OSS was. You know, the OSS is the forerunner of the CIA, you know, that.
Yes.
1947. Just changed
right.
names.
That's right. And all the Nazi experimentation
was a partnership.
It may have existed
before 1942, too, as the Baker Street Irregulars, one of my friends claimed.
Yeah, that's right.
The
Frank Church Congressional Investigation Committee, investigation of the CIA with the LSD experiments, absolutely, that's a gem of a congressional inquiry, but they did virtually nothing to stop this. You know, they put some light on it, but who was in charge? It was a Rockefeller that was in charge of the damn thing.
Right.
So it's the same as what's going on right now, in my opinion. You know, you've got Jim Jordan and company basically paying lip service and shedding some light.
Bill Gates' grandfather was involved in the 1918 so-called plague that was created by the U.S. military in Kansas. The so-called Spanish flu was created there. Of course, vaccination has been spreading things from the original vaccination. People are very scornful of anti-vaxxers. I guess I'm an anti-vaxxer Leary's. I'm not Timothy Leary. I mean, Gates's grandfather, anyway, was involved in it. I don't know all the particulars. Maybe you've written on that, too. I'm not sure.
Yeah, the Gates family goes back and look at Warren Buffett's financing and actually even Obama's relationships with his mother. And family.
Well, Obama's family is all CIA. They're. If you look into the genealogy of it, you know.
Okay, I think we've covered this pretty sufficiently. Anything else here, Charles? Before you get away?
No, nothing. Thank you very much. Good talking to you, sir.
Thank you.
Any follow up, doctor? Before we get to our next caller.
No, John, go right ahead.
Okay, our next caller is JB in Missouri. Good morning, JB.
Good morning. My question has to do with your reference earlier about the lion and the lamb. Back in the 1990s, I bought a posh toy depicting the lion laying down with the lamb, and I bought it because of scriptures in my Bibles that plainly stated, the lion shall lie down with the lamb. Now, when I go back to those same Bibles, the same scriptures, it says the wolf. I would like to know, how does that happen? It is commonly called the Mandela effect. But how does that work with the written pages of my Bible no longer stating, the lion shall lie down with the lamb?
Well, it happens through It happens through information control. Think about this for a second. The way we process, you and I process information, intelligence through our brain, it's central to our decision making. So central intelligence creates all of these manipulations to engineer society to engage in this demonic sorcery. That's what's going on. So that's why I only use King James Bible. I go back and I read King James, because so many of the other Bibles had been for years reported as being, you know, basically manipulated, untrustworthy.
But what I'm saying is my King James Bibles no longer read "the lion shall lie down with the lamb." They read "the wolf." And I'm trying to understand, how does that happen with the written pages, the words on the pages of the Bibles that I've had since the 80s, no longer read that way? How does that work?
I don't have any knowledge about what you're talking about. It's extraordinary. It'd be really good for you maybe to take a picture of it, take a screenshot of it, and post it with an article with your testimonial, because this is bizarre from my perspective. I've never seen that before, but I do see.
Do you remember yourself reading "the lion shall lie down with the lamb" in the King James Version?
Yes, a long time ago. I haven't read that verse for many years.
Go back in your King James Bible and see if you can find where it still states "the lion shall lie down with the lamb." And I'd like you to report on that next week.
Oh, you're sweet.
When you get to it.
That's very interesting. You know, it's not surprising. Think about what they've done with all language. You know, again, when you talk about language and changing words and meanings of words, that's where the English language started. English is Hebrew, alphanumerically backwards. They took the sacred languages. There are the three sacred languages that reflected God's really technology for creativity. Creation is based on the word. Word is sound. Sound is frequency. Frequency is mathematics. So simple mathematics is God's language. And they took the Hebrew alphanumerically, flipped it. That's how they created English language in the 1500s as the New World language. That's what we're speaking right now. So
yes,
then
we're speaking, and I know we're speaking frequency, but I'm talking about on a written page, the wording on a written page, that it was stated "the lion shall lie down with the lamb" back in the 80s when King James Bible.
And give us the verse number.
It doesn't speak that way anymore.
Sweetie, give us the verse number. What you want us to reference?
I want you to go back in your King James Bible, and I want to find the scripture.
What book?
I don't have it off of the top of my head right now. But on the computer, you can go on the computer and find out where the scripture is located.
Well, there's so many wonderful researchers listening in the audience right now. One of you or two of you can report on this next Thursday, God willing.
Yeah, well, it now says "the wolf shall lie down." So I'd like you to do that next week, report on what you found, okay?
I've got other assignments, but thank you so much. I'll try my best.
Okay, thank you. That's all I wanted to say today.
Okay.
God bless you.
All right. I'll have that scripture here pretty quickly, Doctor, in the King James Version. And while we're getting that, our next caller is James in Vancouver. Good morning, James.
Good morning. I got Isaiah 11:6-9, "for the wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the young lion, and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them." That's Isaiah 11:6-9, but I didn't call about that. I looked up "The Key for Somebody to Love" by Jefferson Airplane, and it was written in F-sharp minor. And apparently the darkest chords are the diminished chords. And the acid rock in the 60s out of L.A. and San Francisco, that was a variation on rock and roll by changing the chord progressions, as I mentioned, Somebody to Love. So there was darkness in the music, you're right. And wow, the break time.
You want to hold on, James? We'll wrap up your conversation. And, Doctor, if you want to stay extra half hour, we got that this morning.
Sure, John. Thank you.
You got a break for us, though.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. James, you want to finish your question or comments here so the doctor can answer?
All of the music in L.A. and San Francisco in the 60s was at the behest of military intelligence, as well as the rock festival in Woodstock. I just wanted to ask a question, if I could. If I were working in a level 4 lab, a biohazard, I would need a signature from the Department of Defense, wouldn't I?
I would think at some level you would have to, yeah, because it's all national security controlled.
Yeah.
Like CIA controls the CDC. There's no question of that. Right. It's been published even in the Washington Post.
So obviously then Fauci works for the Pentagon. This is all a military op. The whole thing, the military deal.
Just like the frequencies of music. Think about this. The economy, even the United States economy, think about how important military expenditures are and the commercialization of profiteering off of humanity's suffering through wars that they generate. Tulsi Gabbard
If the CIA is listening, I'd like them to change the damn music on the radio because the music is bad. This is bad music. All right, I'll let you go.
Yeah, that's why John and I listen to 528 Radio.
I appreciate the call. Doctor, I got the quotation here. Go ahead, Doctor.
Go ahead. This is why you and I listen to 528radio.com, and I worked to, unfortunately, it's hacked now. It needs a lot of work to restore it. It's 528records.com, which transposes the world's music into 528. And when you talk about the F-sharp key for somebody to love, that's fascinating, actually, to read the Wikipedia, which is CIA's take on somebody to love. But the F-sharp minor, that's the devil's tone in musicology. F-sharp is the what's called the augmented fourth or diminished fifth at the heart of the D major chord. So this is, in musicology, demonic, the devil's tone, and that causes dissonance. And when you look at what I've done with the perfect circle of sound, I trademarked the 9 core creative frequencies by which God administers the universe. It's called the perfect circle of sound. The only one of 9 notes that does not get along with love, 528, is this devil's tone, this F-sharp tone. And that's fascinating as you report the Somebody to Love by Jefferson Airplane, that they actually knew this. Now, just more trivia in the music world. I am stumped how John Lennon knew to retune his white piano in the 70s already into 528, A444, that gives you C528.
I'll give you my speculation on that when we get back from the break. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.